this week's parsha has in it, B'chukos at least, Rashi like goes to town talking about Talmud Torah and Amelus B'Torah. And so I thought I'd use it as a good excuse to talk about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but really focusing on two things. One, trying to come up with a functional definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And you'll see, it's a well-known idea, but there's more than one way to look. Or, you know, it's hard to do it in this group on Zoom, but if I asked you, let's start this way. If I asked you, what's the purpose behind the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Right? Broadly speaking, I think, if you thought about it long enough, broadly speaking, it would fall into two categories. One is, the Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is functional. By which I mean, how are you going to be an Oved Hashem? Right? How are you going to be a Shomer Torah mitzvah if you don't know the rules? So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that allows us to gain the knowledge that we need in order to be Ovdei Hashem, to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvah. That's one approach. And within that approach, there are really two varieties. One is, you know, if you go with the very practical approach that it allows you to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, well, then you very quickly said, okay, well then, you know, learning Taharos has nothing to do with my life. Learning Kachim has nothing to do with my life. And not to rub it in, but if I live in Teaneck, learning Zra'im has nothing to do with my life. Okay, so there's another approach which says it's about Torah knowledge. It's not about, you know, the participation. It's about Torah knowledge. And, when I gain knowledge, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And when I don't gain knowledge, I'm not.
Ellie, we have some people that aren't muted, if they could just mute their phones.
Okay, there's a monitor for that. Henry's in charge. Okay. The other approach is, no, it has nothing, it's not a means to an end. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is an end in and of itself. To be occupied in learning Torah is the mitzvah. Of course, you know, there's benefit to gaining the knowledge. No one's disputing that. But the second approach is being involved in Talmud Torah is an end in and of itself. To put it in the terms of Rav Zevin, who wrote like the seminal piece on this, it's in Le'or HaHalacha, if anybody wants to look it up, he calls one Isuk BaTorah, right, being involved in Torah, and he calls the other one, you know, Limud HaTorah, let's call it that. So I want to talk about these two aspects and see, you know, where the sources fall out. And as, you know, seems pretty likely, there may be more than one approach to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But also, I want to be able to look at the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, at least in the end, and ask a very practical question, right? How quantitatively, how do we define the mitzvah? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 5 hours, right? At what point have you been mekayim the mitzvah? And at what point do you have more left to do? And I want to raise the possibility, because I think it's not revolutionary, but we don't normally think of halachic terms this way. I want to raise the possibility that the definition for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah might be different for different people, given life paths and life choices or gifts that God has given some people and not others. We're so used to the fact, and I would love to talk about this at another occasion, you know, we like to think that halacha has an answer. You know, you plug it in. It's mutar, it's asur, it's tameh, it's tahar, you know, and the definition of all mitzvos are shared across the board. Whatever the definition of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is for you, it's the same mitzvah as for me. Whatever the mitzvah of Kiddush is for you, it's for me. What if that's not true? What if there are mitzvos in which the definition really changes, right? So we know, again, I'm not going to get into this, even though I want to, another time maybe. But for example, you know, something the minimum shear for which is mole lugmav, right? A cheekful. So the Gemara already talks about, well, for Og Melech HaBashan, who was a giant, you know, that's a bigger shear. And for regular people like us, that's a lesser shear, right? So what if it turns out that the definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it may matter if you're a lawyer or a doctor or in chinuch or, like all of us, you know, in some extent unemployed. Okay, it may matter and it may be different from day to day. Okay, with that as an introduction, let me pull up a sheet and let's start. First, this week's parsha. So Bichukosai starts in Bichukosai Teilecho Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru Ba'asi Semosam. And I don't care what anybody says. I think if you never saw Rashi, you could read this 100 times and not see Talmud Torah in the pasuk. In Bichukosai Teilecho, if you follow my chukim, Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru, and you observe my Torah, Ba'asi Semosam. My guess is Rashi thinks it's repetitive, right? If in Bichukosai Teilecho means if you keep the Torah, then what is Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru? So says Rashi, and there's two other Rashis in the parsha that also say the same exact thing. It's just, I don't know, Rashi was really obsessed with this idea on this parsha. Im b'chukosai teilecho, yachol ze kiyum ha-mitzvos. Maybe the beginning of the pasuk means, if you keep the Torah. No. Kishu omer ves mitzvosai tishmeru, arei kiyum ha-mitzvos amur. No, because that's the second part of the pasuk. Hama'ani mekayim im b'chukosai teilecho, shetihiyu ameilim batorah. That you should be, for lack of a better English word, you should be invested in Torah. Right? Now, if you had that, and you go back to our original Chakira, so you'd say, well, Rashi clearly is focused on what we call Isuk BaTorah, that he wants people to be involved in Torah. It's not a means to knowledge, it's an end. But then the next Rashi says, Ves mitzvosai tishmeru, havu ameilim batorah al minat lishmoru lekayem. Right? You should be invested and involved in Torah learning on condition or with the goal of being able to observe Torah. Kimoshen emar v'limadatem otam ushmartem la'asotam. So you really see both possibilities in Rashi, even just from the start. That one, Isuk b'Torah, just learn Torah all day long, because that really matters. It's an end in and of itself. But then Rashi backtracks a little and says, no, be involved in Talmud Torah so that you can be lishmor ulekayim. Okay, now, let's take a few minutes and just look at some of, I think there's a total of 5 psukim in the Torah that kind of deal with this issue, but let's just look at the most famous of them.
Eli, there would be major nafgaminas for that. For example, besides you pointed out the us living in Teaneck and learning Torah, you know, besides the Sheva Mitzvah.
Okay, you're always looking for that. There's easier than that, okay? What about, God forbid, you have Alzheimer's. You're not going to remember a thing that you learned. Right? Forget, that's like a scary nafgamina. Or better, for people like me at least, you learn for a long time, you don't get anything out of it. You're completely, we'll get to all these ideas, right? You don't remember a word that you learned. You spend 2 hours on a Tosis, you didn't get anywhere, right? Those are real nafgaminas in our life. So let's go through it and we'll get to that issue. Okay, let's start in source number 2, the pasuk in Dvarim. Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisrael vayomer alehem. Shema Yisrael et ha-chukim ve-et ha-mishpatim asher anochi dover ba-oznechem. Right, listen to the chukim and mishpatim that I'm teaching you. Ulimadtem osam u-shemartem la-asotam. And you should learn them. And now the question is, what does the vav mean? Right? You should learn them so that you should observe them. I think that's a simple pshat, that it's functional, right? I'm teaching you Torah, ulamadatem otam, you should learn Torah, so that ushmartem la'asotam. I think that's a simple pshat. But in fairness, you could read it another way. You could read it as 2 separate clauses. Learn Torah and also observe Torah, which is, you know, I think at some point in history, it didn't make sense to separate them. But I think now you find people who study Torah academically, right? There is such a thing as people who study Torah but don't observe it. And they study Torah, you know, without even a goal or a thought of observing it. Okay, so that's two ways to read that first pasuk. Let's do a more famous one. The next parak in Dvarim.
Yishmartem, if you don't learn, right? So the first one, the second one is a prerequisite. The first one's a prerequisite for the second. You can learn without being observing, but you can't observe without learning. You have to know what the laws are to observe them.
Okay, so let's say there was a pill that you could take that gave you all the practical halachos, right? Then the question is, do you have a mitzvah to learn still, right? You know all of Hilchos Shabbos, but you learn it anyway. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Let's go to the next source. Vishinantam levanacha v'dibar tabam. Right, you should teach it to your children, and you should talk about it. B'shivtecha b'veitecha uvelechtcha v'adechu v'shalch b'cha uvekumecha. So here, it's really fascinating. There are two different Gemaros with two different approaches. Source number four, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, famous stuff, Tanu Rabbanan, Vishinantam, Sheyihiyu Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha. That the words of Torah should be sharp. Sheim Yish'al Lecha Adam Davar. Somebody asks you, Al tegamgein v'tomar lo, ela amar lo miyad. Right? Don't fumble for around and fudge the issue. You should be able to give him the answer. Vishinantam levanecha, and this Gemara means Torah knowledge. It means when somebody asks you, what's the halacha? You know, can I pour water into my tea bag on Shabbos? You don't tell him it's a machlokas. You tell him, right? You're on top of everything. You know, every once in a while you get to speak to like great Talmidei Chachamim and you ask them questions, you know, and boom, they have the sources open to them and they give you the answer. So in the first Gemara, in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Vishinantam means gain Torah knowledge so that you can answer questions, you know, precisely and without hesitation. You find the exact opposite Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, in number 5. Rabbi Acha Omer v'dibar tabam asei otan keva va'al ta'asem arai. Make conversations about Torah or make Talmud Torah the main thing you do. Va'al ta'asem arai. Don't make them casual or, you know, something that you just do from time to time. Okay? That's the exact opposite, right? That's Isuk Batorah. Rav Acha says, Vidibar Vishinanta might mean one thing, but Vidibar Tabam means you want conversations in Torah or you want your involvement in Torah to be the main part of your day. It reminds us of the Mishnah in Avos, right? That says, Asei Torascha Keva Umelachtecha Arai. Make your Torah learning the main part of your day. And your job or whatever else you do, you know, a less important part. And I remember hearing Rav Lichtenstein just share this with you because it's really like it was a powerful vart for me. Rav Lichtenstein said, sometimes you can understand that Mishnah quantitatively, meaning you should learn more than you do other things. He said, but sometimes you have to understand that Mishnah qualitatively, meaning you have a job and you spend 8 hours a day on it or 9 or 10, you know. He said, then what the mission has to mean to you is Asei Torascha Keva Umalachtcha Arai means qualitatively. I know I spend more time every day in my job, but the main joy, the thing I most look forward to, the thing that matters to me most is the hour, the half hour, the 2 hours, whatever time it is that I'm involved in Torah. That's Keva. Okay, that's a beautiful vart. I think it's true. But now we've seen two psukim, you know, one that seems to make Torah functional, one that seems to make Torah, you know, functional, but also the core part being it should be keva for you, it should be the main thing that you do. Let's look at one more pasuk, which is quoted widely because it's a really important pasuk. I think most of us, if you asked most of us assumed that it's a pasuk in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Of course, you know, It's a pasuk, I don't know, in those parshios in Devarim in the summer or something. So it turns out it's not in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, which is good to know in case, you know, your father-in-law asks you one day. It's a pasuk in Yoshua. Here it is, source number 6. Lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha, right? The sefer Torah should not be removed, should not move from your mouth. Vahagisa bo yomom valayla. So what could be more obvious? Vahagisa bo yomom valayla has absolutely nothing to do with gaining knowledge, right? It's obviously isuk b'Torah. The pasuk is telling us that we're supposed to be involved in Torah yomom valayla, right? And everybody quotes it in that context, and it makes complete sense if you don't read the rest of the pasuk. I was surprised by this. The rest of the pasuk says, why should you be osik in Torah yomom valayla? Leman tishmor la'asok kichol ha'katuv bo, ki oz tatzliach et derachecha v'oz taskil. Well, if you learn Torah all the time, then you will know enough to be shomer Torah and to do everything that's written in the Torah. Okay, and then you'll be smart, and then you'll be successful. So even here, you know, you can't avoid seeing that the pasuk represents both sides. On the one hand, Vagisabo Yom Valayla is clearly an endorsement of the idea that quantitatively your life is supposed to be built around Torah. But then the pasuk continues by saying, and if you do this, you'll be really smart, and you'll be really frum, and you'll be able to, and so, it will be hard, let's put it this way, it would be hard to sort of paskin like one side of this chakira, or the other side, when we keep seeing support for both sides. And, you know, not surprisingly, I'm going to argue, or I think it's true, in favor of both sides. And to sort of prove that, I have a Sefer HaChinuch, which in theory we should be doing more of. Jackie, it's tough Yud Tes if you want to look in an actual Sefer. And watch, you have to read carefully, but it's great. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvat Asei Lilmod Chochmat HaTorah Ulilamda. Okay, it's a mitzvah Asei. He's defining, this is the definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, it's a mitzvat Asei to learn the wisdom of the Torah and to teach it. By the way, that's always there in the definition. We're not going to have time to talk about it, but it's not just a psychological insight. You know, how do you know if you know something? Well, if you could teach it to somebody else, if you could summarize it, then you know it. The definition of Talmud Torah often works backwards, right? Arguably, you could claim Vishinantam Levanecha, the mitzvah is to teach your children. Now, you can't teach your children if you yourself don't know it, so therefore there's a mitzvah for you to know it also. But here in the Chinuch, you see, okay, the mitzvah is to know Torah and to teach it, kilomar. Now, what does that mean? So he says, keitzad na'aseh ha-mitzvot, right, the point of learning Torah is so that we'll know how to do the mitzvot aseh, and we'll know how to refrain from violating mitzvot lo ta'aseh. And he adds a little bit more. V'ladad gam kein mishpitei ha-Torah al kivun ha-emet. And also to know the rules of the Torah correctly, by which I think he means probably, you know, taros and kachim, meaning it's not practical. I don't really know. Sadly, I don't need to know how to bring a karbon bizman hazeh. But he says that's also part of the mitzvah. Okay, but it seems, at least the way he presents it in the halacha section of the Chinuch, the mitzvah is functional. I need to learn Torah because how am I going to be an Oved Hashem if I don't learn Torah? But then when he gets to the rationale for the mitzvah, he switches gear a little bit. He says, Shoresh mitzvah zo yadua, the rationale for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is well known. Ki belimud, because if you learn Torah, Yeda ha'adam darkei Hashem yitbarach. Not halacha. If you learn Torah, you'll know the ways of God. Or said a different way, if you learn Torah, you'll develop a relationship with God. Vizulato, and if you don't, lo yeda v'lo yavin, you won't know, you won't understand, v'nechshav ka behema. here I think he's making a completely different point, right? The halachic definition was, you need to learn Torah because you need to know the rules and you need to know how to behave. The philosophic definition was, you need to learn Torah because that's how you get to know God. And that's not limited to practical halacha. And frankly, for many of us, practical halacha takes away from that, right? There's a joy in learning Torah that has nothing to do. I'm not endorsing one type of learning over the other, but there's a joy in seeing something new or seeing some beautiful idea that has nothing to do with what bracha you make on an ice cream sandwich. It just has to do with, you know, like a sense that you've connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow, not through the knowledge, right? Just through the feeling, through the closeness that you get. So I think the chinuch, without saying it, you know, as clearly as he could have, I think he thinks both sides are part of the mitzvah. The halachic definition is you need to amass knowledge in Torah. Okay? The philosophic definition is you learn Torah because you want to feel close to God, and that's the way you get to know God, and that's the way you get to develop a relationship with God. And it's so obviously true, and I think it could be proven in a number of ways, but one way to do it is the following. Anytime, I think this is true, I'm pretty sure it's true. Anytime there are multiple brachos on a mitzvah, that's a warning sign. That's a hint that there's more than one theme. Now, the truth is there aren't that many of them, and I should have sat down and thought about it. Like most people think of Hanukkah and Purim, right, where you say, you know, She'asa Nisim or Al Mikra Megillah, and then you say, either first you say, you know, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, then you say She'asa Nisim, then you say She'achyanu. But it's not a good example for a million reasons, mostly because it's a Drabanan. Okay? Almost always in D'oraisas, there's a bracha. There's a bracha of Alachilas Matzah. There's a bracha of on Dalid Minim, right? Yes, you also sometimes say Shechiyana, but that's unrelated. Okay, almost everything. Bris Milah has two brachos, and Talmud Torah has multiple brachos. And I think anytime you see multiple brachos, you know there's more than one theme. And let's look at a Rambam who had in it what I thought was going to be some huge chiddush of mine, but it turned out to be completely wrong. But it doesn't matter. I was still excited by it. Okay? Says the Rambam in source number A, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yod, Hamashkim Likro BaTorah. Okay, a person who gets up in the morning to learn Torah. Now, presumably in the Rambam's example, you haven't davened yet. Okay? You're learning, you have the Chavrusa before davening. You have Daf Yomi before davening. Kodem, okay, you're right. He says, Kodem Sheikra Kriyat Shema, before you say Shema, it's before davening. Ben Kara BaTorah Shebichsav, Ben Kara BaTorah Sheba'alpeh. The Rambam says, whether you're learning Tanakh, or whether you're learning Gemara or Mishnayos, No Tel Yadav Tchila, first you wash your hands, Umavarech Shalosh Brachot. You make three brachos, Va'achakach Kore. Ve'eluhain. What are the three brachos? One, and we know them. Asher ki dushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. Okay, that's a little different than what we say, but it sounds pretty similar. Except, what's our bracha? Our bracha is la'asok b'divrei Torah. So I thought, wait, maybe this is proof that the Rambam doesn't really, you know, emphasize and make great sense. The Rambam, who was a rationalist and a really smart person, cared about knowledge, you know, he doesn't have isuk b'Torah. He just has amassing Torah knowledge. Turns out it's not true. Okay, that's the first bracha. Then, what we say, va'revno Hashem l'kinu v'stivah s'rasach b'fin v'ni'anach l'tzikulani yodei shemecha. There it is. Va'oske Torah secha. So the Rambam just switches it. He also has two separate brachos. One for learning Torah, and one for being osek b'Torah. One for amassing Torah knowledge, the other for investing yourself in Talmud Torah, in your relationship with God. Okay? I don't have an explanation for why we have the opposite girsa, but it's clear to me that he has both. Right? And there are two parts, and presumably that's why there are two brachos. One is la'asok b'divrei Torah, not result-oriented. I just, the isuk b'Torah, the involvement in Torah, the investment that I have in Torah, and by extension, according to the Chinuch, the relationship I develop with God and with religion and the feeling of ownership that I gain, that's one idea. And the other is limud haTorah, which presumably, like any other form of study, involves amassing knowledge. The last one, brachat Hashem, the last one, asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim, right? Presumably, that's not really on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as much as it's on the, I think Reb Chaim said, the Rav said, it's on the chefts of Torah, the fact that we have Torah, the fact that God chose us from all the nations and made us unique. In what way? In two ways. Maybe they're really one way. One, giving us the land of Israel. The second is giving us the Torah. Right? So the third bracha, the way I see it, is there are two brachos on the act of learning Torah. One, about amassing knowledge. The second, about the involvement in, and frankly, the joy of, right? We forget, v'ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu, just in case you never think about it, v'ha'arevna makes sweet for us the words of Torah, not just for us, but for our children. And if you have grandchildren, right, you can say, b'finu u'b'fi pipio samchal beis Yisrael, you can get the next generation in, right? And we want to be v'niya nachnu v'tzatzainu kulanu yodei shemecha v'lomdei sorasecha lishmo, or oskei sorasecha, right? That's about, you know, the relationship with God and the purifying effect of learning Torah, and the fact that learning Torah in theory and overwhelmingly in practice makes you a better person. Not 100%, but overwhelmingly makes you a better person. So those two parts are represented by those the first two brachos. And then there's the bracha on the chefts of Torah that we make literally over a sefer Torah. And when God willing, and not that long, you know, you are zochet to start having outdoor minyanim and backyard minyanim, you'll be shocked to find out that if there's only one person who knows the laning, he could make seven brachos. That's Harav Schechter Paskin. I think it's Harav Asher Weiss Paskin, right? Because it's not a unique bracha. Every time, you know, you read from a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to make that bracha. I thought about, in our minyan, on our block, you know, everybody's so frum that everybody gets their own aliyah in advance. And when you get called up, you go make a bracha, you lane, and you sit down, which is painful for me this Shabbos because it's my bar mitzvah parsha and I could lane the whole thing by myself. And, you know, it would be really cool if I got seven aliyahs on a Shabbos. I'm quite sure that I would be the first person on this Zoom shir to ever get seven aliyahs on one Shabbos, but they're not letting me do it. Evil people. Okay. So that's the presentation. Now, Jackie tried to stick me with bad nafgaminas before. This would be Jackie Schlanger. Women, things like that. There are better nafgaminas, and one of them is dealt with Moshe Feinstein in a great tshuva in source number 8. Here's the question. What if, you know, you spend an hour learning the halacha, and your conclusion, without any doubt, is that the bracha on an apple is borei minei mizonos? Was there a kiyum of Talmud Torah? Do you have to make a bracha on that learning, right? Everything you learned was shelo kahalacha. So that's not exactly how Rav Moshe asks the question. By the way, the guy won't let me get seven aliyahs to Shabbos. He's married to Rav Moshe's granddaughter, so I have to respect him a little bit. But anyway,
the Agudah said in their guidance that the Baal Kori gets all seven aliyahs.
Yes, the Agudah can't imagine that they're now you're going to get me in trouble. There are seven people who actually know how to lane in one minyan. Okay, but amongst the modern Orthodox, that's not uncommon. So I can't imagine that it wouldn't be better. Okay, now you're getting me in trouble. Okay, Henry, don't post this on YU Torah. My Haredi following will plummet because of Jackie. Okay, let's do the tshuva. Says Rav Moshe as follows. Aval ika od inyan gadol. Rav Moshe is talking about in the machlokas, you know, what's the value of the shita that's rejected. Or say it this way, before davening every day, you have a seder, lahalacha lemaisa, in the shitas of Beis Shammai. Yeah, we don't paskin like them. So Moshe says, it's a fantastic insight into Talmud Torah. He says, when you have two shitos, v'lefamim od yoter, heim divrei Torah mamish. Both shitos, the one we paskin like and the one we reject, are divrei Torah mamish. Kadi isu be'erivin, everybody knows this, gemar daf yud gimel ha-machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Right. Yotza baskol v'amra, eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim heim, v'halacha k'Beis Hillel. So what does that mean? They're both the word of the living God, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. What does that mean for Beis Shammai? He says, Av hare, av sheha halacha k'Beis Hillel, mikol makom, gam das Beis Shammai heim divrei Elokim chayim. Right? It doesn't make any sense in our world. He says, yes, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai shita is also the word of the living God. Umitam ze pashut. You'd think I was joking. He says, al misha kam baboker. You get up in the morning, v'yodea, Shebaazman sha'ad atfila, you'll know rak divrei Beis Shammai. Right? You have a seder just in Beis Shammai. Ulevayer divrehem. He says, tzarich levarech berchas haTorah. Of course you have to make berchas haTorah. Mishum sheheim gam kein divrei Torah mamish. V'toras emes. Right? What a great line. The shita we don't paskin like, he says, is Toras emes. V'chein hu b'chol ha-machlokes shebmasin su b'raises v'shnei ha-talmudim v'rabim. Says in every machlok is that way. Va'af di ri'a ga'onim, va'af b'gdolim di b'zmanenu, shayach zeh, shebechazaka delom dim lishma. He says, even b'zman hazeh, right? There's a chazaka that people who are involved in Talmud Torah and who paskin halacha are doing it l'shem shamayim. V'zeh amira ha-rishona, eheyeh asher eheyeh. It's too advanced. Okay. So he says, basically, everything, if it's done l'shem shamayim, everything is Talmud Torah. And to say, wait, is it halacha l'maisa or not, says Moshe, that's the wrong approach. Because even the shitas we don't paskin like are divrei Elokim chayim, you know, mamish. What does it mean exactly? It requires a longer conversation. But Rav Moshe believes deeply that all of the shitas are potentially correct. L'maisa, you have to paskin one way. But in theory, they're all potentially correct. And Rav Moshe has, in his introduction to Igros Moshe, a really fascinating discussion where he basically says, who am I to paskin halacha? But Rav Moshe feels it's easier because in Rav Moshe's theory, and it's not for now, you could be right even if you're wrong. So long as you meant it, l'shem shamayim, right? If you were mate, a question of first impression, right? At some point, they had to have a question, can you use a Shabbos clock or not? So Rav Moshe thinks that if you went through the process and you believe that a Shabbos clock is mutter, it's mutter, even if in Shamayim, it's already written down that Shabbos clocks are usur. Okay, but that's a broad understanding of Talmud Torah, not for now. Let's do one more point, and that is quantity, right? Quantity. What's the mitzvah? How would I quantify my obligation to learn Torah? Does it still continue? So here, just because it was just Lag BaOmer, let's do the most famous contradiction in Shitos of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? You may not have heard of him. He's a big deal in Israel on Lag BaOmer. Apparently, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of making a bonfire. Okay, again, this mitzvah hasn't reached Teaneck yet, as far as I know. But in Israel, it's a huge deal. It's like bigger than fasting on Yom Kippur. By the way, maybe literally. Okay, anyway, here's the two Gemaras. Source number 9. The Gemara Menachos Tzadi Testament Bay says, Amar of Ami, it's an amazing Gemara. Midvar shel Rabbi Yossi Nilmad, Afil lo shana adam, ela perek echad shachus, perek echad arvis, kiyei mitzvahs lo yamush sefer HaTorah zemi picha. Right? That's unbelievable. Even if you learned only one perek in the morning and one perek at night, you were yotzei the mitzvah of lo yamush sefer HaTorah zemi picha, v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla. I guess because you did it day and night. Not all day and all night, but you did enough. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Bar Yochai, here's the shita. It's even better than that. Afilu lo kara adam ela kriyashma shachris va'arvis. You didn't even learn in the morning and night. You just said Shema, Ki Yem Lo Yamush. You were Mekayim the mitzvah of Lo Yamush. V'davo zeh asur lo omro b'fnei amei haaretz. Right, that's so great. That's the halacha, but don't tell anybody. Why not? Because if people found out that if you just have to say Shema in the morning and Shema at night, and you yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, maybe that would be sufficient for them. V'rava amar no. Mitzvah la omro b'fnei amei haaretz. Right? That's a huge sort of machlokes about educational values, right? Do you want to establish a really, really high bar and tell people you need to learn all day and all night and people will fall short? Or do you want to make it easier for them and give them the minimum and then make them feel good about how much extra they're doing? Okay, another fascinating idea in the world of Jewish education, we'll leave it. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in this Gemara he does say, you said Shema in the morning, Shema at night. You yotzei the mitzvah of lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha v'agisa bo yomam b'layla. The other Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hayamid Beis is much more famous. Tanu Rabbanan v'yosaf tadiganecha. Right, you're supposed to gather some pasuk. You're supposed to gather your field. Ma tamu lom lefishen emar lo yamush sefer Torah zemipicha yachol dvarim kichsavam. Wait, I might have thought v'agisa bo yomam b'layla means you can't go to work. Talmud lom v'yosaf tadiganecha. Hanheg bohen minhag derech eretz. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. It says, v'agisa bo yom v'layla, but it also says, v'yosaf tadi ganecha. So you have to be able to do both. You need to learn a lot, and you also have to be able to go out and work and support your family. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. No, Rashbi says the following. Efsha adam choresh b'shaz charisha, v'zorea b'shaz zriya, v'kotze b'shaz kitzira, v'dash b'shaz disha. If a person does, you know, threshing when he has to thresh and planting when he has to plant and plowing when he has to plow, you know, or translate it to our terms, you know, the person has to go to this meeting and that meeting and this conference call and this Zoom call and prepare this document. What happened? Torah matahela. So when are you going to learn? Ella, says Reb Shimon bar Yochai, bizman sheyisrael osim ritzono shel makom, melach tanas hisalidei acherim. No, God rewards you if you're really on the proper level, you don't have to work. Okay, but if you're not, you do have to work. The Gemara talks about that. But then the bottom line, Amar Abaye, Harbe Asu Krabi Yishmael, means they worked and they learned. Ve'al Sabi Adan, and it worked. Harbe Asu Krabi Shim Ben Yochai, Ve'lo Al Sabi Adan. Right? The all Torah all the time, and God will take care of me. The Gemara seems to say pretty clearly, Abaye says, it doesn't work for most people, right? Which opens us up to the possibility that there may be different standards, right? Abaye doesn't say that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was wrong. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you know, who sat in a cave for 13 years and did nothing but learn Torah, doesn't say he's wrong. He just says it may not be the right approach for all of us, okay? Trying to line up Rav Shimon bar Yochai in Menachos, who says Shema in the morning, Shema at night is the mitzvah, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai in Brachos, who says, no, you can't do anything else other than Torah. There's tons of things to read about that. It's a fascinating conversation, but we're going to run out of time, and I want to make two more points, small points. The first is a very, very famous Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav was written by the Baal HaTanya. Turns out he was a huge Talmud Chacham, okay? And he has a really, really famous Shita, which may be a consolation to some of us and may be depressing to some of us. Okay, he says as follows. V'chol mi sheda'ato v'koach zichrono yafeh sheyuchal lilmod v'lizkar kol ha'Torah sheba'al peh kula. The context for this conversation is, when do you get married? So we know the Gemara says, you know, ben shmona esrei l'chopa, you get married when you're 18. So the Baal HaTanya says something fascinating. He says, for a person who's gifted, meaning he really could finish, you know, Torah, right? He could learn Torah Sheba Al Peh Kula. He says, Hareza lo yisa isha ad she yilmod tchila Torah Sheba Al Peh Kula. He says, you're allowed to defer marriage until you finish. Now, better than the heter, so to speak, is his definition. What's called Torah Kula? Shehein kol ha halachos b'ta'amehem b'derech kitzara Shehen Perush Kala Tayag Mitzvos Bitznaihem V'Dikdukeihem V'Dikdukei Sofrim. He says, what does it mean to learn all of Torah Shabbat? That's fascinating. It means to learn Tayag Mitzvos with all the details. But he says, basically, if you take the Rambam's, you know, Sefer HaMitzvos, and you do 613 mitzvos, and you look up the sources around them, that's considered having done Torah Shabbat Al Peh. Va'achar kach yisa isha v'yasok, achar kach kifiat pnai shelo. Afterwards, you get married, and it's understood. I guess the Baal HaTanya assumed that you had to go to work to support your wife and, God willing, your kids. So afterwards, you learn less Torah. You learn biyun v'pilpul kol yamav kifi kocho. She'em yisa isha tchila. Okay, it's a great phrase. He'll be like, he'll have like a yoke on his shoulders. Tirdat parnasat ishto ubanov, v'lo yuchal la'asok batara karaui kol kach, lilmod v'lizkor kol alchot b'tameihem, she'en perush taryag mitzvot v'ikar ha'torah shebaal peh. So here you see, just, it's fascinating for two reasons. One, the definition is learning taryag mitzvot. But he also seems to think that the mitzvah could change over time, right? When you're young and you know that you could finish a certain amount of learning, so the Baal HaTanya says, okay, you're allowed to push off marriage. But once you've completed that, of course you still have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it seems like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, I don't say less compelling, but it's less critical because you've already become a Talmud Chacham. Okay, that's interesting. I'll give you one other one that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. He says that, what if you learn Gemara, you don't understand a word? So he says, I'm not sure if that's a key of Talmud Torah, but he thinks, Torah Shebichsav, if you read Psukim in Tanakh and you don't understand a word, the Baal HaTanya thinks you got a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right, that's one of the places, one of the famous places where you see a difference in Talmud Torah between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And in a world where, you know, certainly as I recall it in America, you know, everybody's focused on Torah Shebaal Peh, turns out it's easier to get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you're doing Torah Shebichsav, right? Learning Amos, by the way, is a book in Tanakh, right? Reading the Psukim gives you a mitzvah. Right? But Baba Basra, you have to understand to get a mitzvah, according to the Baal HaTanya. Okay, very last point. We've struggled with, we've raised the possibility that there's a minimum, and call it a maximum, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? Two gemaras. One is, you say a perek in the morning, you say Kriyat Shema in the morning, that's, you know, your Yotzei, and Kriyat Shema at night, your Yotzei the mitzvah. All the way up until Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's other shita, which is, you know, anything that takes away from Talmud Torah is a problem, because Vagisa bo yomam v'layla is to be understood literally. Now, before we get to the last source, you know, how do you process that? How does it work? So I heard more than once, and it's great. So I want to share with you. I heard more than once the following story and definition from Rav Asher Weiss. He said, the story as I recall is, when the Chazon Ish came to Israel, you know, he wasn't famous yet, and he used to take walks in the afternoon for his health. So he used to walk apparently in some guy's orchard. So the guy met him once. He met the Chazon Ish. He didn't know who he was. Chazon Ish, learn ich, which means, you know, do you learn? And the Chazon Ish said, when I have time, learn it. I learn. And Rav Asher said, he thought like that was the best definition of the mitzvah he'd ever heard. I learn when I have time. Now the question is, you know, when do you have time? And what decisions have you made in your life in terms of how much time there is for Talmud Torah? But he thinks, you know, fundamentally, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn when you can. And again, you know, people have to make a decision about when they can. Now, all that to get up to this Or Sameach, which is the greatest Or Sameach ever. And I think, you know, you got to buy an Or Sameach now because they're going to edit it out eventually. But it's unbelievable. And he suggests something that I think is revolutionary. Here it is. This is in the first piece he has on Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says, Vin Nimtza, it's worth reading the whole thing, but just the piece I have. Vin Nimtza, Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Asher Bivadai, Im Yivakesh Ha'adam Teraf U'Mazon. He says, you know, a person who's looking for, I'm sorry, he says, certainly a person who's going out to work, Teraf U'Mazon, he's going to get money for his family. B'chol zeh, Eino Nechshav L'Mafriya Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. First thing he says is, having a job is not bitul Torah. Okay, not at all. Presumably, you know, because the Torah says you have an obligation to support your family. That's the easy part. Okay, to some people that's a chiddush. I don't think that's a chiddush, that, you know, your job is to support your family and your job is to learn Torah. And those two things have to be balanced. And going to work is not bitul Torah. But here's it. I think this is unbelievable. V'chein l'mashal, adam chalush hamazeg. A person who's not that bright. V'chein kol echad l'fi ha-hechrichiyot she'l'fi hergalo. And each person according to his character and his nature, you know, one person has ADD, one person can sit forever. V'chein l'fi tohar nafsho shel adam. And also according to the purity of his heart. Right, there are people who, in their nature, are more spiritual. This is what he says: Ki eino dome b'chiyuv Talmud Torah, ha'ish asher nafsho margeshet b'sichla hazach, v'nikshira ba'avot ahava l'Talmud Torah. He says, you can't compare a person who loves learning Torah. He loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's literally bound in bounds of love, in chains of love. To learning, you can't compare his obligation to learn Torah leish asher kochot nafsho nirpim va'atzelim, compared to a person who's, you know, who's dyslexic. It's hard for him to sit. He finds learning Torah to be frustrating. V'lachein eich haya mechok haborei lachok chiyuv Talmud Torah l'chol Yisrael. He said, how could it be that there is a universal standard for Talmud Torah? It wouldn't be fair, right? We normally think, well, of course, there must be a universal standard for Talmud Torah. Says the Meshech Chachma, says the Or Sameach, the same person. No, people are different in their nature. And it's inconceivable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, would demand of me, you know, what he demands of Rav Asher Weiss. It couldn't make sense. That's not how the world works. V'natan Torat kol echad biyado. So he gave every person his own individual standard and his own individual obligation. And nobody could say what that standard is. Nobody could get up and say, it's this number of hours a day comprised of these learning things. He said, there is no universal standard. If you ask, what's the definition of the chiyuv, of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Or Sameach would say, well, you have to see who he is and what his obligations are to work and what his nature is like and what speaks to him and how many, you know. V'lachein bo chachamim u'pirshu lanu geder merkazan ha'amiti shel Talmud Torah. So Chazal came and they said, it will tell you the minimum, the basic standard. Kriyashma b'shachris, kriyashma b'arvis. Kiyem v'agisa bo yomum b'layla. Basically, says the Or Sameach, there's a minimum but no maximum, okay? But here's the point. Who wants to live with the minimum? It's good to know, I think it's revolutionary, to be able to say there is a mitzvah min HaTorah, this shir to be yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So they tell you how many things you have to blow. And what's the shir for matzah? How much matzah you have blah. Says the Or Sameach, if you ask someone what's the shir for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the answer is, it depends. It depends on all the things that make us different. It depends on all the things that, you know, make my service of God slightly different than somebody else's service of God. Not because, you know, halacha is optional, but because the things that speak to us are optional. And just to say it out loud, you know, I think that our Sameach think it's insane that there's a world in which people who aren't good at learning and or don't really like it are condemned, you know, to being in Kollel for 15 years. just can't be. And that's the point he's making. On the other hand, you know, we have to think of the upside. The idea that in our world, you know, a year or two and then you're done, I think the Or Samech would say, for a lot of people on this call, that's a problem. Because they're gifted and they're thoughtful and they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they love Talmud Torah. And so we'll end with this idea of the Or Samech, the two parts of it. One, not every mitzvah, we don't have to talk this whole thing out, but not every mitzvah has a standard. Even a mitzvah d'oraisa might depend on different people's circumstances. Again, like the mitzvah of tzedakah, for example. Okay. And the other part is, it could be, and this he doesn't say, but I think it's true, it could be that my chiv of Talmud Torah might be different on a Sunday than on a Monday, or on a Shabbos than on a Monday, right? Because on a day where I'm capable of more and it's easy to do more, then maybe I'm obligated to do more. And maybe just like what he said about Talmud Torah generally, that the definition and the quantity changes amongst people, I think it changes amongst each of us. And there are days where maybe, you know, saying Shema twice gets you out of the mitzvah. But I think there are days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not what I expect of a person like you. Okay, we'll stop here. Basically, major chakira, is Talmud Torah a means-based mitzvah, the idea being to get to the knowledge, or is it the involvement? I think it's pretty obvious that it's both. Maybe that ties into the multiple brachos on Talmud Torah. Rav Moshe's idea that Talmud Torah is not limited to halacha lemaisa, even wrong shitos count, right? The minimum and maximum shitas of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, as expressed in the two Gemaras in Menachos and in Brachos, the Shulchan Aruch Harav's idea that learning Taryag Mitzvos might constitute the entirety of Torah Sheba Al Peh, and that there may be more of a chiyuv till you finish that, but less once you're done, not an issue for me. And then the unbelievable Or Sameach, that the standard may change amongst people, and the way I understand it, even from day to day. Yash koch to everybody. Always a pleasure sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're still going to be locked up.